Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Lindsay Sapia, Annalisa Selavy, and David Annis, whose play Misshapen is currently playing at Theater Asylum as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Lindsay attended San Pasquale High School and went on to study theater arts at Fullerton College and Cal State Long Beach, where she got a BA in theater. She's appeared in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and A Man Walks Into the World. Annalisa earned her bachelor's degree in theater arts from California State University, Long Beach, in 2012, and her acting credits include Hedda in The Further Adventures of Hedda Gabler, CB's Sister in Dog Sees God, and Sylvia's in As You Like It. Most recently, she co-wrote and assistant directed Misshapen at the Long Beach Playhouse, and also is co-directing Misshapen and performing in Lemon Boots, also part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. David studied theater arts at Fullerton College and transferred to CSU Long Beach, where he received his BA in theater arts performance in spring of 2013. He's written several one-acts and directed several projects exploring community, connection, and isolation. As an actor, David has appeared in Bent and Flowers for Algernon, among others, and Misshapen and Lemon Boots are his two first projects at the Hollywood Fringe Festival, so congratulations to first, and welcome to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, Misshapen is a really personal piece for you guys. Lindsay, I know you've suffered from body dysmorphia and eating disorders, and David mentioned that he's known other people struggling with some of these same issues. So how did your personal experiences help to shape Misshapen?
A lot of what stems from what's in the show is actually personal experiences. Mm-hmm. So while writing the show and thinking of what we were going to do, we basically just would talk. I basically would just talk about my experiences, and we would write it down and make it into whatever we wanted to put in the show. Like, for example, I talked about my incredible anxiety of going shopping in a grocery store, something so simple that a lot of people do, but with me it was scary. And David thought of a song that he wrote called The Song of Courage, about having courage to go into the grocery store and buying your food and everything like that. And basically that's how we came up with a bunch of these ideas, was just from personal experience.
Yeah, a lot of it was the idea of taking distorted body image, the idea of distorting reality, and like then taking the absurdity of that, going like as far as we can, where like that anxiety becomes a song, or for example, like throwing yourself like a pity party, feeling sorry for yourself becomes an actual pity party, with one of the characters getting drunk with her stuffed animals and just like them berating her and degrading her. It's like taking that absurdity and being able to laugh at it through theatricality.
Well, I know the show is devised kind of with many writers. So how did that process work for you as you put the show together?
So we started working on Misshapen actually last summer. That's when we started writing pieces for it. Mm-hmm. And we just meet, you know, once a week, write stuff, talk about it, read it. And then once we had our cast and auditioned and had everyone, we brought what we wrote to the cast. And we read through everything, and one of the things that the cast said to us was, you know, you have all of this great stuff right now about women and body image and different eating disorders, but what about everyone else? And so what we did with that was we had them write pieces, something personal for them, or, you know, we would co-write with them, mm-hmm. and something maybe not necessarily just about eating disorder, but we have pieces about gender identity, mm-hmm. and race identity, plastic surgery. And I think that devising process with the cast really made what the show is now and made it a lot stronger than it could have been without them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have to remember that, you know, it's coming from the perspective of a white blonde girl, you know, Annalisa and I, and two tall white blonde girls, you know, our opinions of beauty are completely different, and our experiences are completely different than everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to have a cast that was of different shapes and sizes and races and backgrounds, because it doesn't just stem from one person, it stems from everyone. So that's
right.
What we wanted to do ultimately as well.
Well, as you mentioned, appearance, identity, size, shape, distortions in perception, self-esteem, and other issues are all explored in Misshapen. It's very ambitious that way. So why do you feel that these are important topics to be tackling in theater right now?
I can't really think of a show that, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of shows that do that, but I think my idea of the show, what I wanted was, I did not want the show to be poor me, look at my problems,
mm-hmm.
cry about it. I wanted it to be real and empowering and funny, in that, you know, I felt like it was different in the fact that we would laugh at this stuff, but it would be serious at the same time, because that's just kind of when I was going through treatment, I would make jokes about it and stuff like that. And making it more theatrical and, I guess, silly would probably bring about, you know, people looking at it a different way, and not just, because when people think about, you know, an empowering woman show, sometimes they're like, okay, we go in, I don't want to be told what to think. I want to just experience it. And I think that that's kind of what happened with the show.
Okay.
I think that it's important to show a show like that.
Yeah, I think the themes that we explore are very universal. I mean, it does, you know, the central, like, force of the show is women and body image, but just the idea of identity and self-esteem, and that's something that everyone struggles with, every single person, and especially in America, where appearance is so important, and we put so much worth in how we look. It's just something that every single person in that audience sitting there can relate to one of the actors on stage, and I think that's why it's important.
And when you think of seeing a show, you think of glamour. Like when I was thinking of, you know, when I was in theater, I thought, oh, gosh, I need to look like this. I need to look like that, especially living in, you know, the western part of the United States. And I wanted, we wanted the audience to see people that looked exactly like them, being like, you know what, I can be up on there too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that didn't look like the typical actor that you would think of this, like, imaginary image they would think of. I wanted it to be just people,
right,
that were expressing themselves on stage, that were incredibly talented. And I think that's incredibly beautiful.
Excellent. Well, you brought Misshapen to the Hollywood Fringe this year, so I wondered from you guys why that felt like the perfect place and the time to mount this work.
Well, at first we had, it just started with Lindsay having the idea of wanting to, like, put on this show,
mm-hmm.
like, for that purpose, to explore that topic and share that story. Our venue became the Long Beach Playhouse, and that was our target, to do it at the Long Beach Playhouse. And then as we were getting closer to performance over there, the Hollywood Fringe started coming up, and we were like, oh my gosh. We're already, like, focusing on just trying to get it to happen at the Playhouse. But then we realized, like, at a certain point it was, how can we not take this piece and share it with as many people as we can?
Mm-hmm.
How could we not take in that effort? Because sharing this is, like, so important to us, and it was so rewarding for us and our audience. So many people came up to us after the show and told us how they were really affected by it and how they were so thankful. One of the mothers even said that, like, her life was changed because of it. And she's seen the show, I don't know how many times now, almost every. But we just felt we need to share this. And so the mission with Taken to the Hollywood Fringe was to keep our prices as affordable as possible. And we do pay what you can for other Fringe participants. But the real purpose is just to share this gift with as many people as we can.
Excellent. Well, I also like to ask people what they're working on next. Obviously, Fringe takes up a lot of time. So if you're not quite ready to work on something, I would completely understand. But I always like to get people looking forward to the next thing you're going to do. So is there anything you're working on together that might be something we can look forward to in the future?
I think as of right now, we've just been on this crazy roller coaster ride through the Playhouse and then getting through Fringe, and it's just been like the steamroller of nonstop, like, momentum going forward.
Yeah.
So nothing right now is in the works, but that's not to say that nothing is in the future either.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe another Fringe. I mean, that's a whole year away, but maybe another Fringe. Maybe something before then. Who knows? Who knows? I wouldn't rule anything out, but nothing is set in stone right now either.
Got it. Any last thoughts before we close up for the day and I tell people how to get tickets for your show?
Well, thank you for having us. This was really fun.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me because it's—I know it's very, very busy. I think you guys even have a show today, so
yeah.
Have an excellent run, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the show myself.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Misshapen runs at Theater Asylum in Hollywood until June 30th, and features Richard Rodriguez, Ariane Owsley, Sedona Ashley, Bradley Roa III, Jesse Gopel, Joanne Yuan, Miko Sudif, Ashley Bravo, Courtney Lloyd, and Ralphie Bracamontes. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/project/1164. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.